You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. There's lots of music that comes out of Belgium, but you just don't hear too much about it. And the music that influences 20-something Belgians is usually from England and America. Asked about the songs of their youths, Amatorski's Sebastian van den Branden goes right to the cradle.
My parents, they listened a lot to jazz music, but I guess the first pop CD I remember is the... the record Paul Simon from he recorded in Graceland, because I was born in 87 and I guess the record is from 86, and that's the first record I can remember, and I still love it because it was always playing at home. So
Ina Esmonds.
When I was 3 years old, I liked to dance to Roy Orbison, and then you got it. Yeah, I really love that song.
That explains some of their songs, like Come Home, which has a nostalgic feel to its production.
It's a very classical song, and it's inspired on the letters that my grandmother gave to me. The letters are about her parents wrote letters to each other during World War II. So, yeah, I wanted to bring back to the period. Of course, it didn't really worked out like that, because it's the 50s and the world war is in the 40s, so...
At Ina Esmonds and Sebastian van den Branden on screen using Skype. Esmonds sings and plays keyboards, and van den Branden handles guitar and keyboards. The band met at music conservatory, but they were studying jazz and record production more than classical music. They released their first EP, Same Stars We Shared, in 2010.
Same stars we shared, all frozen in the sky.
A lot of Ina Esmonds' lyrics have that feeling of heartbreak, but also a sense of alienation. Belgium is a fragmented country with four different languages, plus it's the home base of the European Union. Many of her songs come from a feeling of dislocation, like Hudson, which she wrote along the Hudson River in Brooklyn.
I was a bit frustrated by politics in Belgium, and I think it's more important to be positive and hopeful, and that's what is Hudson about, I think, to stand still for a moment and to watch to what's happening and then make your conclusions.
Amatorski makes a modern music full of synthesizers and electronic effects, but there's a futurist nostalgia to it, as if it emerges from an abandoned house 20 years forward in time. They run many of their sounds through old tape machines, even cassettes.
Yeah, it's like a recording process, like you record something and then you get through the cassette recorder or the tape recorder to get a feel of an organic feel. It's... like recording with a tape recorder, you have this more organic feel.
Inside, Channeling Phil Spector with their old recording techniques, Esmond says they are living in what music critic Simon Reynolds calls retromania, a pop culture addiction to the past, the title of his 2011 book.
He says we're living in the retromania, so that's...
He approaches it in a negative way, and I kind of agree. I can see what he means, but I don't always agree with
him. I was kind of depressed after reading the book.
But I think the hybrid point of view from us is interesting. We combine the modern things with old stuff, just because I guess all older instruments and older technical stuff, they are more limited in their use. And that's what attracts me a lot, that you don't have a thousand... different choices to make. You just have a couple, and then it's up to you to be creative with them, with your limitations in your gear. So that's what I like the most.
I like knobs the most.
That aesthetic merges beautifully with a fondness for melodic minimalism, especially that of Belgian composer Wim Mertens.
I listened a lot to Wim Mertens when I was younger because my sister had all of his CDs, actually. So his minimalism, and I really like Philip Glass as well. And
well, I guess it's a vibe we're both going through right now, that we like minimalistic stuff.
The name Amatorsky speaks to the band's overall approach to music. It comes from a film by 90s Polish film director Krzysztof Kieslowski.
Well, Amatorsky is indeed a Polish name. It stands for amateurish. I really like being an amateur because you can do whatever you want, and always it's... you can have this passion for something, and for us, I think it's sound. We can really do whatever we want, and it can be lo-fi, it can be hi-fi, it doesn't matter.
Amatorsky's latest album is From Clay to Figures on Crammed Discs. For Echoes, I'm John DiLiberto. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.